As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Be Good to Yourself by Orson Swett Marden, published in 1910. It is a rare thing to find a person who is really masterful in their personality, masterful in what they undertake, who approaches their task with the assurance of a conqueror, who is able to grapple vigorously with their life problems, who always keeps themselves in condition to do their best and biggest thing easily, who seizes with the grip of a master the precious opportunities which come to them. In order to keep yourself at top condition, to obtain complete mastery of all your powers and possibilities, you must be good to yourself mentally. You must think well of yourself. People who persist in seeing the weak, erring side of themselves, who think they do not amount to much and never will, never grow into that bigness of manhood and grandeur of womanhood which God intended for them. If you would make the most of yourself, never picture yourself as anything but the person you long to become. Whenever you think of yourself, form a mental image of a perfect, healthy, beautiful, noble being, not lacking in anything, but possessing every desirable quality. Positively refuse to see anything about yourself which detracts from your personality. Insist upon seeing only the truth of your being, the person God had in mind when He made you, not the distorted thing which your ignorance, unfortunate environment, and wrong thinking have produced. The estimation you have of yourself, the image of yourself which you carry in your mind, will mean infinitely more to you than what other people may think of you. If you would make the most of your life, if you would be and do all that is possible for you to be and do, you must not only think well of yourself, but you must also be good to yourself physically, be good to your body. In order to be the highest, the most efficient type of person, it is just as necessary to cultivate the body to develop its greatest possible strength and beauty, as it is to cultivate the mind and raise it to its highest power. There are plenty of people who are good to others, but are not good to themselves. They do not take care of their own health, their own bodies, do not conserve their own energies, and conserve their own resources. They are slaves to others and tyrants to themselves. Faithfulness to others is a most desirable trait, yet faithfulness to yourself is just as much of a requisite. It is as great a sin not to be good to yourself as not to be good to others. It is everyone's sacred duty to keep themselves up to the highest possible standard, physically and mentally. Otherwise, you cannot deliver your divine message in its entirety to the world. It is everyone's sacred duty to keep themselves in a condition to do the biggest thing possible for them. There are many people of a high order of ability who do very ordinary work in life, whose careers are most disappointing, simply because they do not keep themselves in a physical and mental condition to do their best. Everywhere we see young men and women crippled in their careers, plodding along in mediocrity, capable of great things, but doing little things, because they do not have vitality enough to overcome the obstacles in their path. They have not been good to their physical selves. Everywhere we see these devitalized people, without spontaneity, buoyancy, or enthusiasm in their endeavor, they have no joy in their work. It is merely enforced drudgery, a dreary, monotonous routine. Most of us are at war with ourselves. We are our own worst enemies. We expect a great deal of ourselves, yet we do not put ourselves in a condition to achieve great things. We are either too indulgent to our bodies, or we are not indulgent enough. We pamper them or we neglect them, and it would be hard to tell which mode of treatment produces the worst results. Few people treat their bodies with the same wise care, the same consideration, that they bestow upon a valuable piece of machinery or property from which they expect large returns. If we would only study the needs of our body as we study the needs of the plants in our gardens and give them the proper amount and variety of food, with plenty of water, fresh air, and sunshine, we would not be troubled with disordered stomachs and indigestion, backaches and headaches, or any other kind of pain or ache. We use common sense in our diet, lived a plain, sane, simple life, we would rarely need to take medicine. But the way many of us live is a crime against nature, against our human possibilities. No good mechanic would think of using tools that are out of order. For example, think of a barber trying to run a first-class shop with dull razors. Or think of a carpenter attempting to turn out finished work with dull chisels, saws, and planes. The person who wants to do a fine piece of work, whether it be a painting of a picture or the building of a house, must have everything which they work in the best possible condition. Otherwise, the quality of their work will suffer. The great thing in life is efficiency. If you amount to anything in the world, your time is valuable, your energy precious. They are your success capital, and you cannot afford to heedlessly throw them away or trifle with them. Whatever else you do, conserve your strength, save your vitality. Hang on to it with the determination with which a drowning person seizes and clings to a log at sea. Store up every bit of your physical force, for it is your achievement material, your manhood or womanhood timber. Having this, the person who has no money is rich, compared to the person of wealth who has squandered their vitality, thrown away their precious life energy. Gold is but dross compared with this, diamonds but rubbish. People who squander their precious vitality are the worst kind of spendthrifts. They are worse than money spendthrifts. They are suicides, for they are killing their every chance in life. Of what use is ability if you cannot use it? Of what use is great brain power, even genius, If you are physically weak, if your vitality is so reduced either by dissipated living or a lack of proper care, that your energy becomes exhausted with the least effort. If you would make the most of yourself, cut away all of your vitality sappers. Get rid of everything which hampers you and holds you back. Everything which wastes your energy, cuts down your working capital. Get freedom at any cost. Do not drag about with you a body that is half dead through bad habits, which sap your vitality and squander your life force. Do not do anything or touch anything which will lower your vitality or lessen your chances of advancement. Always ask yourself, what is there in this thing that I'm going to do, which will add to my life's work, increase my power, keep me in superb condition to do the best thing possible for me? Much precious energy is wasted in fretting, worrying, grumbling, fault-finding, in the little frictions and annoyances that accomplish nothing, but merely make you irritable, crippled, and exhaust you. Just look back over yesterday and see where your energy went to. See how much of it leaked away in trifles and sordid practices. You may have lost more brain and nerve force in a burst of passion, a fit of hot temper, than in doing your normal work in an entire day. Some people are very careful to keep the pianos in their homes in tune, but they never trouble themselves about their human instrument. They try to play the great life symphonies on a living instrument that is jangled and out of tune, and then they wonder why they produce discord instead of harmony. The great aim of your life should be to keep your powers up to the highest possible standard. Do so, conserve your energies, guard your health, so that you can make every occasion a great occasion. The trouble with most of us is that we do not half appreciate the marvelousness of the human mechanism, nor the divinity of the one who dwells within it. We are an infinite little copy of God, says Victor Hugo. That is glory enough for me. Little as I am, I feel the God in me. Unfortunately, most of us do not feel the God in us. We do not realize our powers and possibilities. We lose sight of our divinity. We live in our animal senses, instead of rising into our God-like faculties. We crawl when we might fly.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.